Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God, and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Ready to get started here.
Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, ashes from heaven fall. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
is God, and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. This is the day that the Lord has made, for we shall rejoice and shall be glad in it. And I thank God for that song, The Day of Elijah. And we are living in the last days, and we know without one shadow of a doubt that Jesus is coming. Well, I want to welcome you again to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And I pray today that you have a blessed day. And I only have a blessed day, but I pray as you go through your day today that the Spirit of the Lord will go with you. Again, this is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, saying to you, today we're going to give God praise regardless of what's going on in our lives. Because the song says, don't wait till the battle's over, shout now.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day.
With you.
Even though I've been it for a while,
still
I smile,
hallelujah.
heart right now. Because you're a winner.
You look so much better when you smile.
You look better.
Don't smile. Oh, oh, oh.
Dallas.
You look so much better when you're home.
New Orleans.
You look so much better when you're home.
Come on. Cleveland.
You look so much better when you're home.
Detroit.
You look so much better when you're home.
Philly.
You look so much better when you're home.
Jersey.
You look so much better when you're home.
LA.
You look so much better when you're home.
All my people say. I want you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you. Smile.
Yes, smile. Even when you can't smile, you got to put a smile on your face. You know, often in church, I often tell people sometimes they look like they've been baptized in pickle juice and sucking on lemons. You don't want to look that way. Kirk Franklin says, smile. Even when you can't, just put a smile on your face. And yeah, I tell you what, all you got to do is think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you. As that song says, my soul cry out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Well, again, I want to welcome you. This is my third time welcoming you, but I want to welcome you to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. I am excited today because God is a good God. Every day he's a good God. But I get a testimony later on I'll talk about. But I thank God for God being God. And beside him, there is no other. It is a blessing to always come on this radio station, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show from the studios of the Spoken Word radio station. And I thank God for being on Blog Talk Radio. I want to send a very special shout out to all those that listen to us around the world. Thank you for listening to us in other countries. We appreciate you. And we want you to know that Jesus loves you and so do we. And also those in the United States that listen to us on a regular basis. I want to encourage you to listen to our inspirational message that's coming up at 12:30 today. I will have my inspirational message to talk to you. Every day it's our desire to give messages that encourage people and to uplift them and give them a message about their relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says this gospel of the kingdom must be preached in all of the world, and then shall the end come. Well, I tell you what, and when you look at what's going on in our world, it shows you that Jesus is coming. And I ain't ashamed to say it. Jesus is coming. And we got to prepare ourselves and get ready for his return. How do we prepare ourselves? Well, by giving our lives to him. You know, he don't want part of you. He want all of you. He don't want you just on Sunday morning. He wants you on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And let me tell you, he want you to serve him. And I am excited because, you know, our God always answers prayer. And I just believe that every day we should look for souls to be saved. And this is what we're doing here on Old School 1029, which we come on. Matter of fact, let me just give you information about that. You can hear me this Sunday at 1:30 p.m. That's on Old School 1029. I'm there every first and third Sunday at 1:30. And then at 7:30 in the morning on fifth Sundays, you can go to cborangeburg.com. cborangeburg.com, click on Old School 1029. You'll hear me live this Sunday. I will be talking a little bit about the food drive that we're doing for the coronavirus to help those in the community. You know, I believe that Jesus said in the Word of God that, you know, he said, the Bible said, Jesus went about doing good. And that's what I believe that we're supposed to do. I believe the church is the healing center of its community, and it's our job that when they're going through and they don't know who to turn to, we got the answer. That song says, Jesus is the answer for world today. And I tell you, if you got a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. So this afternoon, I want you to know without one shadow of a doubt that our God sits on the throne. Now, I guarantee you, he ain't asleep. Well, the Bible says his ears is not dull that he can't hear. And I love that scripture because it tells us that he ain't hard of hearing. No, my God ain't hard of hearing. I can tell you that right now. And his arms are not too short that he can't save you. What you're going through today, you don't have nothing that you're going through that God can bring you up. All he asks of you is to invite him into the circumstances and let him fix it for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Simmons! dancing with two fish in the bread.
Listening to the spoken word radio station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
Yes, Jesus, fix it. Well, I tell you, somebody needs Jesus to fix something for them. I guarantee you, he will fix it if you just give it to him. All you got to do is open up your heart and invite God into your situation. The Bible says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And God want to give somebody rest that's listening to me today. Let me tell you, when you have gone through so much, as one man said, he felt like he went to hell and back. Well, I'll be honest, I've been there many times, but thank God. The Bible says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, he delivered them out of every one of them. He will fix it for you, but you got to open up your heart and invite God into your circumstances, because when you invite God into the circumstances, he comes on the scene and miracles happen when he comes. God can never go somewhere and nothing don't happen. I can guarantee you that. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Well, it's time for my inspirational message. And somewhat I already started it, but let me just go right into that message. God will fix it. Now the question is this. If God is going to fix something for me, what is it that I have to do? Somebody said, well, you don't have to do nothing. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, it's something you got to do. Oh, yes, it is. In the scripture, I want to take my message from Hebrews 11 and 1. Hebrews 11 and 1. It says, now faith is. Now, I like that how I start off, because most people that read it or quote it sometimes take out that word now. See, the word noun is very important, because the word noun talks about that very present time. Whatever the situation is at 12:37 p.m. wherever your time is around the world, God says, now faith. Now faith is, the very present time, faith is the substance. What is the substance? It's the confidence. It's the assurance of things that is hoped for. The word hope means to have expectation, meaning I know I'm looking for him to do what I already asked him to do. For a few minutes, I want to talk about faith is the title deed to the blessing. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. Now, let me just tell you that what the word title deed means. The dictionary says the word title deed means it is the legal right. Let me say it one more time. It is the legal right of the possession of that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract. Oh, I love this. Oh, I love it. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. Faith is the legal right. Now, I often say when one goes to the courtroom and someone that you've loved or someone that was friends of yours or somebody that that admired you have left something for you in their will. And most of the time they leave behind which we call the title deed. Somebody owns something, so they want to sometimes surprise the person and say, you know what, I want to leave such and such and such. In case of my death, I want to leave them this specific property. I want to write their name on the title deed. Well, they just can't write it on there. They have to go through the process. They have to go get them a lawyer or go to the courthouse and get the document that has the property name on it and the address. And at the end, the court seals the document as a binding contract. Where you going at, Pastor Morgan? Hold on. I'm going to tell you. I'm excited today. Boy, I tell you what, I can preach probably for 3 hours. Today, I want to encourage you that faith is the title deed to the blessing. If you want the blessing, you got to have the title deed. So now, the court seals the document. Now it's become a binding contract. It's illegal. It's legal. And it doesn't matter how many people come up saying that Mr. John left me his property, Mama left me the property, and Daddy left me the property. Thank God they had that desire. But if they never change the title deed, when you go to the courtroom, the first thing the doctor, the judge is going to want to know who has the title deed. If any person ever comes up in the courtroom and have their name documented and sealed, by right, they are the one that is entitled to the property. The Bible tells me in St. John chapter 1, verse 12, to them that receive him, to them he gave the power. That word power means he gave them the ability. He gave them not just the ability, but he gave them the right. Oh, I love that one. Oh, glory. He gave them the right because they received him. Because they are children of the living God, because they have received him, because they received a relationship with him, they are now become the children of God. And because they are the children of God, because we are the children of God, we have a legal right. Now, the question would be, is what is my legal right as a child of the living God? Well, in Psalms 103 tells us who gives us all benefits. Forget not all thy benefits. Being a child of the living God, you might not never knew this, but you get some benefits. Hey, glory. And Jesus, from the foundation of the world, gave us benefits. And the scripture tells us that we are heirs and joint heirs with him. Let me say that one more time. We are heirs and joint heirs with him. Everything that God has, it belongs to me. Glory to God. Now, I got to say that one more time. And just, you ever felt so good until you just had to keep saying it over again? That's how I feel. God is saying to somebody that I have some benefits. You are entitled because you are heir and a joint heir with him. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 1, the Bible says he called his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority. I'm going to stop right there. What do you mean? He gave them the legal right. You hear that word legal? The legal right. I am a child of the living God because to them that receive him, to them he gave the right to become the sons of God. I have rights. And Matthew 9:1 tell me he called his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority, gave them the right. I get some rights to exercise the miracle working palms up. I am an heir and a joint heir with him, and because I am his ear, I am entitled to benefit. Hey, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I am entitled to the benefit. Reason why you don't know you got none is because, number one, when the police pulls you over, when you speed in, the first thing they ask is, show me, do you have some ID on you? ID represents your identity. When you become a child of the living God, according to John 1:12, to them that received him, to them he gave the power, the ability, the right. You have an identity with him. And sometimes people don't know who they are. When you don't know who you are and whose you are, then you walk around here and think you can't have nothing, because he already told you that faith is the legal right of the possession of that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract. All you got to do is operate in your faith, because faith is your legal right to possess that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract. What does that mean? It already belongs to me. Glory to God. Before I ask God, I already know that I got the blessing. If I'm, first of all, it has to be according to his will. Let me go back in this thing here. Oh, hallelujah. 1 John 5:14-15 that says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. First of all, when you have faith, you get confidence in him. When you have faith in God, you already know that you are the legal right of the possession of that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract. You have confidence, and let me just add, you have a confident attitude, and you ain't nervous or you're afraid, because you already know that when you pray with confidence, this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we got the petition that we desire him. And I love that word, know. See, when you got the legal right of the possession of that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract, when you are operating in faith, for faith will always produce its harvest, you already know it belongs to you, the legal right of the possession. What possession are you believing God for? What are you asking God for? Whatever you're asking him for, 2,000 years ago, Jesus already did it. It belongs to you. All the blessings has been done when Jesus died on the cross. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the legal right. Or let me go back. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. What blessing are you looking for? What thing you need God to move for you? Whatever you're looking for God to move for you, grab hold to that document. Now, what document, Pastor Morgan, you talking about? I'm talking about the 66 books of the Bible that has been documented and sealed. Who sealed it? Jesus did, when he said, my covenant that have I made with you, and I will not alter the things that I put in there. God made a covenant with you. He sealed it with his own blood when he died on the cross and shed his blood, and it made that binding contract legal. Hey, glory. And that means that your blessing of healing, if you're sick, Isaiah 54:5. He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon you, and with his stripes you are healed. What that is, the legal right. That's the title deed to the blessing. It's been written down in scripture that whatever your sickness is, you heal. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all thy needs according to thy riches in glory by Christ Jesus. All your needs are supplied because Jesus gave you the title deed to the blessing. It belongs to you. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, oh, hallelujah. Let me just read that here. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, it says, if thou be willing and obedient. Uh-oh, I'm in the wrong scripture here. That's Isaiah 1 that I'm in. Let me go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. If thou should hearken to the voice of the Lord, to observe and do all that I have command, this day shall these blessings come upon you and overtake you. God says, I'm going to cause the blessings to come upon you and overtake you. You know why? It's because you got the title deed, the legal right of the possession of that which has been documented and sealed as a binding contract. Let me just encourage you, it belongs to you. It belongs to you. What belongs to me? The blessing. Whatever you're asking God for, it belongs to you by faith. Because faith is the title deed to the blessing.
I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah,
it's working for me.
It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working for me.
Get your confidence back. Think I don't have to
worry.
It's working for me.
It's working for me.
Hey, my faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that He's intentional.
For grace,
I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You got to say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. You raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says, it's already getting better.
Yes. God is doing something new in your life. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. And when you know you get the title deed to the blessing, then we already know that he is working and things are going to get better. Don't matter how it looks, things are going to get better. And I want to encourage somebody that is going through today to remember, when all else fails, look to Jesus, because he is the one that can fix the problem for you. Many times you hear me say over the radio over and over again, is there anything too hard for God? There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. With man is impossible. With God, all things are possible. And God is ready to step into your situation and bring change to your situation, but you got to grab hold to your faith. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. The key to the title deed is the faith. Faith is the title deed to the blessing. And it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter how it looks. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to keep looking at how things look. The situation is not going to change if you keep looking at it. Look past your problem. How do you look past it? By keeping your eyes on the bigness of your God and his ability. God is bigger than your problems. And not only is God bigger than your problem, but God can bring you out of that problem. Because I really believe he's the only one that can bring you out. I mean, I know there's a lot of things that we have in the world that can help you, but it don't last long. But when God does something, he does it well. When God brings you out, glory to God, I can tell you, amen, he'll fix it, and he'll fix it well. I love the scripture in Numbers 23:19 that tells us God ain't a man that he should lie. God ain't like man. He don't change his mind. God is not like man, for if he said it, will he not do it? If he spoken it, will he not make it? God say, if I ever tell you something, and I add this part, you can take it to the bank. It's good. Everything God says is good. He will deliver on what he says. But we got to watch what we say out of our mouths. And you know, Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of your tongue. Sometimes we say things we have no business saying. We talk a little too much. When we go on through things and we're focusing on how it looks, then we start saying stuff that faith doesn't say. Faith says, I'm healed. Doubt says, I don't know if I'm healed. I got to use my common sense. Faith goes beyond common sense. Hey, glory. Faith says, when others don't see it, don't mean it ain't there. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. There is no evidence that is going to happen. But faith says, I have a title deed to the blessing. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for that inspirational message, and I pray that what I've said has been a blessing to you. I pray that if you have listened to this radio show, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show, and this show has been a blessing to you of the messages in which we have given, I love to hear that testimony. Give us a call at the radio station, 516-666-9901. I'll put you on live so people can hear your testimony. Listen, the Bible says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I don't think none of us should be ashamed of the gospel. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. It's to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Let me tell you something. God does not care who you are. We are not ashamed of the gospel. If the world can stand out there and say all kinds of things, and we can stand up and tell them, amen, I am saying I love Jesus. I'm saved by the blood of Jesus. I've been washed in the blood. And I am a child of the living God. Somebody said, I never forget years ago, one lady said, man, that Kenneth then went crazy. Since he then went to church, I tell, go back and tell that lady, thank you. I'm crazy for Jesus. Oh, yes, sir, I'm crazy for Jesus. Said, man, that man, he ain't nothing but a Bible thumper. You know, he's a fanatic. I'd rather be a fanatic and a Bible thumper. It don't offend me at all. Hey, look, I love Jesus, and I ain't ashamed to tell it. Amen. As the scripture says, the Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel. I'm so not ashamed of the gospel, I'll declare it in the White House. I'll declare it everywhere I go that Jesus Christ is who he said he is, the Son of the living God. Thank God I know him. Let me just ask this question before I go on. Maybe somebody has listened to me that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. What do you mean, Pastor Morgan? That means that you go to church, but you ain't got no relationship. That means you've been baptized in the liquid water, but never got baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm talking to you that can't answer the question. And what is that? If you died and your soul be lost, if you died today, where will you spend eternity? Well, Matthew chapter 3, verse 3 says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What does that tell me? Well, it explains itself that if I'm not born again, how do you become born again? By the water and of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the one that brings life. But it starts somewhere. And I believe it starts by Romans 10, 9, and 10. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I think the first thing you need to do is what Peter said in Acts 2, 38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So God want to have a relationship with you. He died on the cross, not just for you to go down in the water, not just to go sit in the building, but that he would take residence inside of you. The Bible said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man open up, he said, I will come in and sup with him. God want to come into your heart. But you have to invite him into your heart. He said, if you open up the door, that's inviting a person in. If you want to have a relationship with him, you got to first invite him in. So you can't have no relationship without going through the steps of a relationship. The relationship says, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And I'm asking you today, if you don't know, if you should die today, that you will go back with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you go to heaven. Everybody want to go to heaven, but nobody want to serve God. Nobody want to have a relationship. In order to get to heaven, the Bible says, except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15, the Bible says, whosoever name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Somebody said, oh, I don't want to hear that. Well, I mean, even if you don't want to hear it, it's a penalty. And God wants to have a relationship with you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you haven't given God your life, if you don't have a relationship with Him, let me introduce you to Him. And let me say that scripture again. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. God says, I'm trying to get your attention. Knocking means I'm trying to get your attention. Sometimes things happen in life to get your attention. God says, I'm trying to get your attention. I want you to invite me in into your heart. I'm knocking at your heart. Causes and circumstances to let you know that I'm trying to draw you closer to me. I want you to serve me with all of your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And if you have that desire today to give your life to the Lord, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. It starts right here. I believe that. Repeat it after me. Lord Jesus. Come on, repeat it. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me from all of my sins. Repeat it after me. Come into my heart. I make you the Lord of my life. I believe that Jesus Christ died and He arose again for me. I now give you my life. Come into my heart. Save me. And Lord, if you save me, I will live for you the rest of my days. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray that you repeated that prayer. And I pray that you have started the process. I want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for every person that made up in their mind to open the door of their heart to let you in. You want to take residence in them. I pray, God, that they would experience something that they have never experienced before, which is the new birth. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, you touch and minister to them. I release the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon them, and I bind every spirit of hindrance that's hindering them from not receiving you, not from really serving you. God, I pray, God, that they will grow spiritually. And God, I pray you would fill them with the Holy Spirit. And I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that you would bless and minister to them. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I pray that you repeated that prayer. Now, when this show is over, I want you to give me a call at 803-317-4457. Or you can come on live here at the radio station right now. That's right. Call me right now at the radio station. 516-666-9901. If you ain't ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I wish I had three people that is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ that will call me and say, you know what, preacher? I'm calling because I am not ashamed of saying I'm a child of God. Give me a call right here at the radio station, 516-666-36-9901.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been.
Your life has been.
Out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry. Your soul, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
'Cause
God is in control,
y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within your heart.
better.
Oh.
Yes, I'm going to stay here in the place called victory. You know why? Victory belongs to the people of God. That's where you need to stay, right there. What God says, I have given you the victory. Well, I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. Well, my time is almost up here. And I want to leave you with that first song that I played when I came on, The Day of Elijah. May God bless you. Now, I won't be here tomorrow, but Sunday at 8 a.m. in the morning, I'll be back on Monday morning, 12 noon. Don't forget 12 o'clock. That's every day, Monday through Friday, 12 noon. And then Saturday at 10 a.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. in the morning. May God bless you. Have a great afternoon. This is your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan, on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. May the blessings of God go with you and your family is my prayer for you.
Behold, he comes
riding on the clouds, shining like the sun, ashes from heaven fall.
church.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.
There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God like Jehovah.